Ekpia, the right-hander, with a 2-4 record, a 4.62 ERA this year. He is making his ninth start, but only his second against the Spikes. He was on the mound against State College here at Midler Field at Lebrano Park on July the 8th, the second game of the second half, allowing 7 runs, 6 earned on 12 hits over 5 and 2/3 innings. He is, however, coming off a quality start, 6 innings, allowing just 2 runs last time out at Trenton last week. And he also has gone to the mound and produced an 8-inning start for the Scrappers this year. That was back on August 2nd against the Frederick Keys, allowing 2 runs on 8 hits in that one, but not factoring in the decision. So the Spikes and the Scrappers, opener of a 2-game miniseries to close out the 2023 MLB Draft League schedule. And we'll be back with the America's Carpet Outlet first pitch right after this on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Number 45, Braylon Marie. Joining Braylon is Hudson Lynch, Adam McCaskey, and Bentley Scalzo. Batting second, the designated hitter, number 34, Corey King. Batting third, the third baseman, number 44, Mason Sykes. Joining Mason is Christian Rogers, Gio Giordano, and Santino Miller. Batting fourth in center field, number 6, T.J. Reeve. Joining T.J. is Vinny Paglia, Vinny Affogato, and Colton Riddle. Batting fifth at second base, number 10, David Bermudez. Joining David is Max Morris and Trent Tatum-Mirovich. Batting sixth at first base, number 17, Owen Young. Joining Owen is Andrew Umba and Antonio Verratti. Batting seventh in left field, number...
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
The Happy Valley Music Fest is coming to Midler Field at Lebrano Park Sunday, September 3rd. Watch from the field as the Dirty Dozen Brass Band headlines and several local favorites take the stage. Enjoy a full slate of refreshments for purchase at ballpark concession stands. Digital general admission tickets are $20 apiece. The Happy Valley Music Fest is coming to Midler Field at Lebrano Park Sunday, September 3rd. Gates open at 12:30 p.m. Get your digital tickets now at statecollegespikes.com.
Funding made possible through a grant from the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau and the Center County Commissioners.
Ready to swing for the fences? As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger believes in big league dreams. And whether yours includes playing in the pros, riding your bike, or just getting back on your feet, our doctors and healthcare professionals throughout Central Pennsylvania are here for you every step of the way. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping our communities live life to the fullest at geisinger.org.
Ann, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
They are our love bugs and companions. They are our pets, our family, and they make life better. When we face unexpected challenges, so do our pets. That's why we're on a mission to support people and their pets. Whether donating a bag of kibble, sharing an Instagram post of a lost cat, or welcoming a foster pet into your home, every bit of kindness counts. Visit petsandpeopletogether.org to learn how to be a helper in your community. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Back here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics. Joe Putnam along with you, working remotely here this evening, but harkening back to remote broadcasts of another time, perhaps, but bringing you all the action here with a view of Medler Field at Lebrano Park, but looking on at Eastwood Field as the State College Spikes get set to take on the Mahoning Valley Scrappers, opener of a two-game set. It is Peyton Hardin, Carlos Contreras, Josh Leslie, the top third of the order, Braden Blackford, Zach Vuletic, Brennan DeRiggi, the middle third, Ryan Guardino, Logan Matthew, and Caleb Marquez to round it out. And here's Hardin. Peyton Hardin batting .313 this season, a .426 on base percentage, 12 doubles, a triple, and 13 runs batted in. Left-handed hitter against the righty, Dylan Sabia. And we are underway here. And the first pitch grounded on to second, scooped up by Bermudez. Throw to first in time. And Hardin retired for the first out of the evening. The America's Carpet Outlet first pitch tonight in Niles, Ohio at 7.05 p.m. Brought to you by America's Carpet Outlet, your locally owned flooring provider. Located on North Atherton Street in State College for over 25 years, remember that America's Carpet Outlet is ACO. One gone in the top of the first. Carlos Contreras now up. The left-handed hitting left fielder out of Sam Houston State takes a breaking ball low. Ball one. Umpires for this evening's game at Eastwood Field. Nathan Hoverston works home plate. Sean Hoverston at first base. Jason Smith at third base. There's a strike. Right at the knees, fastball from Sabia, and it's a 1-1 count. And the next offering, a breaking ball, gets past the catcher Antonio Fernandez, but simply ball two, nobody on base. Fernandez behind the plate, Owen Young is at first, Dennis Bermudez at second. And the 2-1 pitch, that's low and away, 3-1 the count to Contreras now, a hitter's count. Contreras levels the bat and the pitch. That is sent in the air, center field. Reeves going over toward left center, and T.J. Reeves puts it away for the second out in the top of the first inning. Don't forget that the Happy Valley Music Fest comes to Medlar Field at Lebrano Park on Sunday. 12:30 is when gates will be opening. Geisinger Kids Zone will be open at times during the day. A full slate of concessions, by the way. A full slate of beverages, for sure. And your digital general admission ticket, $20 each. A pitch to Josh Leslie. First pitch swinging onto the left fielder, Burkell, who puts it away. The inning is over. So the Spikes go down in order in the top of the first in the penultimate game of the 2023 regular season. Mahoning Valley will go to the plate against Xander Lovin when we return on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
The Happy Valley Music Fest is coming to Medlar Field at Lebrano Park Sunday, September 3rd. Watch from the field as the Dirty Dozen Brass Band, headlines, and several local favorites take the stage. Enjoy a full slate of refreshments for purchase at ballpark concession stands. Digital general admission tickets are $20 apiece. The Happy Valley Music Fest is coming to Medlar Field at Lebrano Park Sunday, September 3rd. Gates open at 12:30 p.m. Get your digital tickets now at statecollegespikes.com.
Funding made possible through a grant from the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau and the Center County Commissioners.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Back here at Medlar Field at Lebrano Park, looking at the action from Eastwood Field as the Spikes play the next-to-last game of the 2023 regular season. The Spikes coming in with a record of 23-22 for the second half, so looking to at least split these last two games, finish the year above 500. Of course, West Virginia will take on Trenton on Sunday for the MLB Draft League Championship, first-half champ versus second-half champ. Xander Lovin gets the start for the Spikes. First pitch to Braylon Marine, swung on and missed. Lovin has really had a good time of it here in the second half. 3-0 record, a 5.26 ERA, but that's skewed a bit by some early outings where he had to do a lot of work. Here's a grounder on a short, taken to by Josh Leslie. Throw to first in time, and Marine is set down for the first out in the bottom of the first. Now Corey King to the plate, and King throughout this season has been among the league's leaders in batting average. It has dropped now to a .331 mark. He is sixth in the league in that category, and King serving as the DH tonight. Right-handed hitter, first pitch swung on, and that is a line drive into left field, a base hit. So King is aboard, first hit of the game for either side. And with a runner on and one out, here is Mason Sykes now. And Sykes, you talk about league leaderboards, he is all over them. Sykes leads the league in the second half with 38 RBIs, fifth in the league in the second half with a .509 slugging percentage, seventh in OPS, leads the league in doubles as well with 15 in the second half. Taking his time, getting into the right-handed box. So King aboard with one out. Here in the bottom of the first inning, no score. Lovin out of the stretch. The pitch. Fastball upstairs, 1-0. Again, we're here looking out at the great field at Medlar Field at Lebrano Park. Next week, it'll look a lot different around here as the pitch down and away. 2-0 the count. There'll be work done here to upgrade the ballpark all around. The field, the lights, the scoreboard. Down the line, clubhouse areas will be renovated. All with an eye towards a long-term partnership with Major League Baseball. A throw on to first, and King is back standing. And no score, bottom of the first inning. Spikes went down in order in the top of the first. Sykes in the right-handed box. The pitch. Breaking ball, called strike just above the knees. 2-1 the count. Scrappers in white jerseys tonight. The Scrappers word mark across the front. Numbers in maroon on the lower left-hand portion of the jersey on the front. Fastball low and away. 3-1 the count. King's not broken for second yet. Maroon numerals on the back of those Scrappers jerseys, also wearing the maroon caps. Meanwhile, Spikes are in the navy blue jerseys. Ribbon S logo on the left breast pocket. Gold numbers outlined in red on the lower right. 3-1. That's lifted in the air left field, but playable for Carlos Contreras, who's able to put it away. And there are two down in the top, in the rather bottom of the first inning as King retreats to first. T.J. Reeves now the batter, and Reeves, the Mahoning Valley center fielder, batting .274, 7 doubles, 2 triples, 4 home runs, and 31 runs batted in the second half, a .372 on base percentage for Reeves. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball, grounded left side into left field. It'll be a base hit. King moves up to second. And so now two runners on with two outs, and Dennis Bermudez will be the batter. Bermudez, the second baseman, batting .322, 8 doubles, a triple, 3 home runs, 27 runs knocked in for Bermudez, a .391 on base percentage for the year. Love and sense. A couple of looks to second now, the pitch homeward, breaking ball low, ball one. Most of the sounds you hear are coming here from Happy Valley. We are able to get some of the sounds from Mahoning Valley as well. And the pitch. There's a strike. Fastball over the inner half. 1-1 the count to Bermudez. Of course, tomorrow night, unable to be with you, so you can follow all the action on the MLB Draft League stream as Bermudez sends this one into right field, drops in for a base hit. Rounding third is King. He'll score. On to third goes T.J. Reeves. Slides in safely. And the RBI two-out single for Dennis Bermudez gives Mahoning Valley the opening lead tonight, 1-0. So King comes in to score first and third with two outs now for Owen Young. Caleb Marquez signaling the infield what they want to do with runners on first and third. Now tapping both sides of the plate is Young. Lovin looks in for the sign from Marquez and gets it. And delivers. And Young golfs this one toward left center field, and that'll drop into the gap. A base hit and extra bases as Reeves scores. Bermudez took the turn at third but holds there. It is a double for Owen Young to knock in the run and make it 2-0 Mahoning Valley. So now second and third, bit of two-out thunder from the Mahoning Valley bats, and Caleb Marquez heads out to the mound to have a chat with his hurler, Xander Lovin. Again, the Happy Valley Music Fest coming to Medlar Field at Lebrano Park on Sunday as part of Labor Day weekend. Of course, the day after the primetime football home opener across the street at Beaver Stadium. Of course, many local favorites as well. The Moonshifters have been added to the bill also. Of course, the Dirty Dozen Brass Band and Vanessa Collier headlining, along with Donnie Burns in the Third Degree, Chris Bell Band, and the Moonshifters. And the first pitch to Brad Burkell, a strike after the meeting on the mound, the conversation complete. Burkell batting seventh, left fielder. 0-1 count to him, and Lovin delivers. That is low for a ball, bouncing in. One ball and one strike. Burkell, Adam McNeese State, a Lindale, Texas native. So certainly Peyton Hart in at center field. Josh Leslie at short, familiar with Burkell. They were college teammates this spring. set by Lovin. A 1-1. Fastball swung on and missed. Blazed in. Low in the zone. Exactly what you like to see. One ball and two strikes. Bermudez leading off third. Young leading off second. Two outs here in the bottom of the first. Xander Lovin trying to limit the damage here. Here's the set. And the 2-0. And this one is lined right center field. That'll be a base hit. And Young scores. Bermudez going with two outs. Going on contact. Able to get around as well. A two-out, two-run single for Brad Burkell. And it's a 4-0 Mahoning Valley lead in the bottom of the first. So a big early run by the Scrappers. All with two outs. And now the eighth batter of the inning in Christian Johnson to the plate. Johnson, the right fielder. In the right-handed box, first pitch, missed outside, 1-0. Johnson out of Clinton, Mississippi. 22 years of age, 5'11", 186 pounds. He swings at the 1-0 pitch and lines it foul, first base side. A ball and a strike. Johnson batting 198, a 283 on base percentage. Two doubles, two triples, 14 runs batted in. Lovin gets the sign. Xander sets, delivers. There goes the runner. Throw to second and not in time. Safe is Brad Burkell as he steals the bag. So for Burkell, that is his 11th steal in 12 attempts here in the second half. Of course, teammate Dierz Davis, 25 stolen bases here in the second half. That is actually second in the MLB Draft League. Peyton Harden of the Spikes, by the way, is fourth coming in with 22. Here's the pitch. Jantz fouled off, first base side. 2-2 the count to Johnson. Bottom of the first inning at Eastwood Field. Mahoning Valley has opened up a 4-0 lead. And tomorrow, by the way, the season finale for both teams will be at 7:05. And the pitch, that is lifted in the air, center field. Peyton Harden ranges to his left, raises the mitt, makes the catch. The inning is over. But Mahoning Valley striking four runs, all of them scoring with two outs. A total of five hits in the inning and one runner left on base. One inning complete. Mahoning Valley leads it 4-0 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566. To make an appointment.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Watching the game off the stream tonight in Happy Valley, as I know many of you are, across the country and perhaps even around the world. State College Spikes, Mahoning Valley Scrappers entering the second inning. Opener of a two-game series at Eastwood Field. Joe Putnam along with you. Dylan Sabia's first pitch of the inning, a strike. Next offering outside a ball. 1-1 the count to Braden Blackford. Will be followed by Zach Vuletich and Brennan DeRiggi on the mound. And the 1-1 fastball, a strike called on the outer half. 1-2 to Blackford. And Braden Blackford carrying an average of 272 into the game. 375 on base percentage, 12 doubles, a triple. Still tied for the team lead with 5 home runs. And the 1-2 swung on and missed, strike 3. So Dylan Sabia records his first strikeout of the night. And Sabia's retired the first 4 batters he has faced. Now Zach Vuletich up. Second baseman out of Texas Tech. 0-2 last night, but he reached base 3 times. 2 walks, hit by a pitch, stole a base. He was 2-for-5 in Williamsport Wednesday night with a double. He also knocked in a run. Vuletich with a .288 average, 7 doubles, a triple, 13 RBIs. First pitch strike. Oh, and one the count. Step back in the right-handed box. Well, he has a .288 average right now on the pitch. And that is lined toward left center field. That's a base hit. Cut off by Burkell in left. Big turn by Vuletich, but Zach will hold there. And that's the first spikes hit of the evening. And I was about to mention, Zach Vuletich, he'll need big, big performances, but 300 could still be within his reach. Again, he'll need big performances. He'll probably need a pair of 4-hit games. But Zach Vuletich has been able to deliver some big performances at the plate this year. He's really been a guy that revitalized the Spikes team. Now Brennan DeRiggi at the plate, the DH out of Cherry Hills Village, Colorado. He takes a breaking ball low, 1-0. Sabia wearing the green mitt on his left hand. Pitch. That's a strike. It's, well, a greenish, maybe more of a teal there. Sabia did play his college ball at Oregon. So who knows what variety of green it could be. That university, a throw on to first, and Vuletich dives back in. 1-1, 2 DeRiggi. Another left-handed hitter, one of the 5 in the Spikes lineup here. That's been par for the course for Dave Tremblay down the stretch. Pitch. And DeRiggi sends this one in the air, right center field, and that'll drop in front of Reeves, the center fielder, a base hit. Vuletich moves up to second. So first and second. 1 gone here on the top of the second. Spikes down 4-0. But as they've done throughout the year, whenever they give up a crooked number, they generally respond right away. Hoping that this will be no different, as now Ryan Guardino steps in. Guardino, right-handed hitting right fielder, and he's certainly a guy who can hit with ducks on the pond. And the pitch, that's up and in for a ball. Guardino batting .226, 6 doubles, a triple, 3 home runs, 18 runs batted in, a .323 batting average. And the 1-0 pitch, swung on and missed. 1-1. Guardino this year with runners in scoring position, hitting .235, but a .348 on base percentage. Actually, with runners in scoring position, 2 outs, he's only hitting 100, 1-for-10, but he's a .400 on base percentage. And he chops this one up the middle, past the diving Marine into center field. Vuletich rounds third. The throw to the plate is cut off. DeRiggi moves up to second. RBI single for Ryan Guardino. And that'll make it a 4-1 game. Guardino with 19 RBIs on the season now. And still 1 out as there are runners on first and second once again. And Logan Matthews striding to the plate. Logan, great to have him back in his home area this year. Belfont zone. I know he was hoping to put up bigger numbers. He has been hitting in bad luck, though. A lot of Adam balls this year, especially as of late. Here's the pitch. Fastball low. He's definitely a guy who can hit. He proved that last year with the West Virginia Black Bears in the second half. Led the league in home runs and RBIs. And the pitch. That is low for a ball. One ball and one strike. Or excuse me, that's a strike at the knees. 1-1. Of course, here at Medler Field at Lebrano Park, getting set up for football Saturdays. The ballpark open at all for football Saturdays. Seven of them over the course of this fall. A breaking ball low. Two balls and a strike. Of course, tomorrow's game at Beaver Stadium is slated for a 7:30 kickoff. Actual kickoff time will be a little bit after that, TV and all. But 7:30 is a good time to prepare to head in because at 7 o'clock, ballpark will close down. And the 2-1, and that is swung on, lifted in the air, right field. Johnson diving forward, and he makes the catch. Well, he really had to come in, make up some ground. Matthew looked to have that well placed, but Johnson does make up the ground. So start that in the book. Second out of the inning. Still runners on first and second with two down now for Caleb Marquez. Marquez, the Spikes catcher, batting .217, a .327 on base percentage. One double, one triple, one homer. Of course, preparations underway here at the ballpark as well, as the Spikes are proud to host the President's Tailgate, the official tailgate of the President of Penn State University, Dr. Neely Bendapudi, at each football Saturday as well. But it is open to the public. Ballpark will open up at noon for the public. Concessions will be open as Marquez fouls it away. Now a 1-1 count. The restroom facilities are open as well for you to use before you head over to Beaver Stadium. And in addition, by the way, those Carter Storace bobbleheads, which were to have been given away last Saturday, transit a little late, but they have arrived. In fact, many folks picked them up last night at the Spikes home finale. Several more picked them up today here at the ballpark. The team office was open. Now tomorrow, it'll be back over at Off the Rack Outfitters. Team store will be open. You will have to come in through the ballpark gates to get in, but you can still, if you have your Carter Storace bobblehead voucher, you can exchange it for that bobblehead at Off the Rack Outfitters tomorrow throughout the day. And, of course, you can pick up other great Spikes merchandise as well, maybe even some PSU merchandise as you get set. And, of course, if you need a football for your tailgate, we got Spikes footballs too. 1-2, the count to Marquez. He fouls it first base side. So the count remains the same to the Spikes catcher. Brennan DeRigge at second. Ryan Gordito at first. Two outs, top of the second. Spikes now down 4-1. Marquez in the right-handed box. Levels the bat. Sabia sets. And the pitch. That sails high. 2-2 the count. Now, following Saturday, of course, Sunday will be the Happy Valley Music Fest here at the ballpark. So you can make the change then as well. Already some folks excited for that one. As that pitch missed high, a appeal on the swing, it was no go. And the count is full. Then, of course, Monday, the Spikes team offices will be closed in observance of Labor Day. But starting next Tuesday, you can come in through the Spikes team office gate 9 to 5 during normal business hours. The 3-2 pitch to Marquez, swung on and missed, strike 3. That's a second strikeout for Sabia, and the inning is over. Spikes do get a run back on 3 hits, 2 runners left on base. An inning and a half gone in Niles, Ohio, 4-1 Mahoning Valley on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Stop by P.J. Harrigan's Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are fun, friendly, affordable, and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. P.J. Harrigan's is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime rib on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at PJ Harrigan's inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call us at 814-235-1303 or visit us at pjharrigans.com for more details.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the second inning, the Spikes trailing Mahoning Valley 4-1. Xander Lovin back on the mound for the Spikes. 9-1 and 2 hitters due up for Mahoning Valley. The leadoff man, Antonio Fernandez. Catcher takes a strike over the outer edge. Lovin set at the belt and the pitch homeward. That is swung on and missed. 0-2 now to Fernandez. Fernandez batting 133 this year, a 297 on base percentage, four doubles, two RBIs. One of two true catchers on this Mahoning Valley roster as the pitch down and in, ball one. The other one, Omar Velos, Los Angeles native, so he'll probably get the assignment tomorrow. By the way, Spikes will have Derek Cherry, the former scrapper, on the mound tomorrow night in the season finale as the pitch, a breaking ball, swung on and missed strike three. That's the first strikeout for Xander Lovin, and it's brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health offers clinical excellence and compassionate care with 220 providers across 19 locations. Meet our team at mountnittany.org. One down, and now Braylon Marine at the top of the order up. Right-handed hitting shortstop, grounded out to short his first time up. All four Mahoning Valley runs in the first inning with two outs. First pitch breaking ball to Marine is low. Corey King waiting in the on-deck circle. Here's the 1-0 from Xander Lovin. Slider missed inside, 2-0. Well, pretty darn good night in Niles, also in Happy Valley. Right now, 68 degrees in Happy Valley. It's 73 out in Niles at the moment. As the pitch outside for a ball. 3-0 the count. Game time temperature at Eastwood Field was 74 degrees. Clear skies. Little wind to speak of. And the 3-0 pitch, a strike. Upper reaches of the zone. 3-1 the count. Well, Lovin set at the midsection, delivers, swing and a miss. He's come back from 3-0 to make it 3-2. Talking about those Carter Strachey bobbleheads, you can pick them up in the Spikes team offices again starting next Tuesday and throughout the rest of the fall until hopefully they all get exhausted, the full allotment. If you were one of the first 1,000 folks that got that voucher, you can bring it in. We had people bringing in vouchers in spades today. 3-2 pitch. Breaking ball low. Ball four to Marine. So a one-out walk. That'll bring Corey King to the plate. King singled, ended up scoring back in the first inning. You can access the Spikes team office gate from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday during normal business hours. Again, that will not include the upcoming Labor Day holiday on Monday, but after that, be smooth sailing all the way till the tail end of November. And a throw to first. By the way, that'll include Columbus Day. The Columbus Day or Indigenous Peoples Day, whatever you celebrate that particular day. Spikes offices will be open that day in October. Lovin sets, delivers, and it hits Corey King on the left shoulder. Going up and in, first hit batsman for either side tonight. First and second now for the Scrappers with one gone. And if you've ever wondered, well, where is the team office gate? If you've never been through there before. You just follow. You'll see when you get to the ballpark. Of course, many of you have been to a game. You know that gates A and B are on the left side of the ticket office or the other side of the ticket office if you're coming in through, say, gate C. But the gates go in alphabetical order, and past gate J is the team office gate. You can go in through there, go in through the double glass doors. If there's nobody at the front desk, you can ring the bell, and somebody will be out and happy to assist you as the first pitch to Sykes swung on and missed. Mason Sykes flying out to left field his first time up. Marine leading off second. King now leading off first after being hit. Spikes middle infield at double play depth. They've turned 37 double plays this year. And the runners go, but the 0-1 pitch is fouled away first base side by Sykes. So they'll retreat 0-2 the count. And, of course, the 2024 season will be here before we know it. I mentioned a little earlier about the upgrades coming to the ballpark. Be a consistent process. It'll be something that fans will really delight in, especially a new video board as the 0-2 lifted in the air, right field toward the line. Guardino makes the catch. Tagging from second is Marine. He moves up to third, but there are two outs in the bottom of the second inning. Can't wait to for the occasion when the new board is in that we can watch some football up there. Now, we had a great viewing party last year. I was actually talking with the umpiring crew for this season-ending home series for the Spikes. They were here last year for the Spikes Scrappers game at Medler Field, Lebrano Park. It was on the same night Penn State opened its season visiting Purdue on a Thursday night. First pitch to T.J. Reeves, fouled away. Third base side, 0-1 the count. And they were remarking about how when the game got underway, between inning breaks, fans, there were actually some groans and boos in the stands when it turned away from Penn State football action back to the game action at hand on the field. Well, what a blue and white weekend we had this past weekend, celebrating, of course, the rich tradition here in Happy Valley. You had three champions, Carter Storace, Roman Bravo Young, Aaron Brooks, all signing autographs on wrestling night last Wednesday. The night prior was hockey night in Happy Valley, and Penn State senior class, nine of them, able to sign as a breaking ball in the dirt, and Marquez unable to handle it, taking off for second and making it as King. That'll be a wild pitch. That'll make it a 1-2 count on Reeves. Second and third now for Mahoning Valley, but there are two outs. And Lovin comes set. Here's the 1-2, and that is swung on and fouled. Still a ball and two strikes. And this will be the last scheduled broadcast of the year, but of course, if you tune in tomorrow, you'll still be able to find out where you can follow along with the game. It's a 7:05 game, season finale for the Spikes. And the 1-2 pitch, that is grounded on to third, scooped by Blackford, slings it across the diamond in time, and the inning is over. No runs, no hits, no errors, two runners left in scoring position, two innings complete, 4-1 Mahoning Valley on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here in State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
The national sales event is on at your Toyota dealer. So stop in and check out Toyota's wide range of all-wheel and four-wheel drive vehicles, like a sporty Camry or a stylish Corolla, both with great MPGs. Or test drive a new RAV4, Highlander, or Corolla Cross, each with plenty of cargo room. And be ready for any summer adventure.
Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Hurry, offers end September 5th. Toyota, let's go places.
The Happy Valley Music Fest is coming to Medlar Field at Loblano Park Sunday, September 3rd. Watch from the field as the Dirty Dozen Brass Band, headlines, and several local favorites take the stage. Enjoy a full slate of refreshments for purchase at ballpark concession stands. Digital general admission tickets are $20 apiece. The Happy Valley Music Fest is coming to Medlar Field at Loblano Park Sunday, September 3rd. Gates open at 12:30 p.m. Get your digital tickets now at statecollegespikes.com.
Funding made possible through a grant from the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau and the Center County Commissioners.
Into the third inning, Peyton Harden leading off for the Spikes, takes a ball to start the frame. It'll be Harden, Carlos Contreras, Josh Leslie due up. As Dylan Sabia's 1-0 pitch, outside ball two to Harden. Swung early in the count last time up and grounded out to second. 4-1 Mahoning Valley entering the third, and the pitch, breaking ball low and in. Three balls, no strikes to Harden. Peyton, of course, with that stellar on-base percentage this year. 426 coming in. He's drawn 29 walks. He struck out 29 times. The two are even. 3-0 pitch, a strike on the outer edge. 3-1 now to Peyton. McNeese State product, the 2022 Southland Conference Player of the Year, and he lines one into right field, a base hit. So Harden is aboard. A leadoff single, the Spikes' fourth hit of the game. Mahoning Valley with five through the first two innings. And with a leadoff man on, here's Carlos Contreras. Contreras, the left fielder, flied out to center in the first inning. Lights are off here where I'm at, Medlar Field at Loblano Park, but they'll be on tomorrow night. They're certainly on at Eastwood Field in Niles, Ohio. And the pitch, that's low. Harden stayed put at first. 1-0 the count. Peyton Harden, the leading base stealer on this Spikes squad of this season. 22 of 28 on the base paths. Quick throw to first. Harden is back. 1-0 the count to Contreras. And Spikes in their navy blue jerseys tonight, gray pants. And the pitch, that's fouled away. One ball and one strike. And we'll drop in on the Mahoning Valley broadcast as well. They are there, YSN, bringing the action. And if you are watching the MLB Draft League stream, and you're not, of course, on our broadcast, that is the one that you'll find. It's always home audio on the streaming broadcast. Here is the throw to first, and diving back in again is Harden. One ball, one strike. Mahoning Valley here in the top of the third inning. And Sabia delivers. That sails high. Two balls and a strike. Sabia has thrown 39 pitches, 23 of them strikes so far. Sabia comes set. The 2-1. Swing and a miss. Contreras dove after that one low. Two balls and two strikes. Went fishing there. And Contreras taking some time. Meanwhile, catcher Antonio Fernandez smoothing the dirt behind home plate. Maybe trying to get some grip. Throw back to the pitching mound. Now everybody ready. Contreras raised the bat. Another throw to first. And Harden is back safely. Two balls, two strikes. We'll join the YSN broadcast on the Mahoning Valley side at the bottom of the third, as here is a sharp grounder up the middle, but taken by the shortstop. Marine flips it to second for one. Throw to first, and not in time. Young had to dive off the bag to get that, to snare that one. It will be a force play, 6-4. So Harden erased. But Contreras on via the fielder's choice, and with one out, here's Josh Leslie. Leslie flying out to left field, swinging at the first pitch in the first inning. 4-1 Mahoning Valley here in the top of the third. Here's the set, a pitch, and that is lined into right field, a base hit. Moving up to second, Contreras will hold there. First and second with one gone. So Leslie swinging early in the count again. That'll bring up Braden Blackford, serving as the cleanup hitter tonight. Left-handed hitting left fielder out of Purdue Fort Wayne. Of course, he and Jacob Meyer, Spike's pitcher, both out of Purdue Fort Wayne. Spike's had Justin Miller in the fold during the second half of the year, also a Mastodon from PFW. Blackford waves the bat. Here's the pitch. Up and in, and Braden backs away. Ball one. Looking in for the sign. Sabia gets it. And the 1-0. That's in tight again. 2-0. Trying to bust Blackford inside, but Braden just backing out of the way. First and second, one gone. Blackford windmills the bat, levels it. Here's the 2-0. Line drive in the right field, a base hit. Rounding third is Contreras. He'll score. Into third is Leslie. He's getting waved in as well. And digging the ball out of the corner, Johnson. It's a double for Braden Blackford to knock in a pair of runs and draw the Spikes within 4-3. So Blackford able to snake it down into the corner, allowing two runs to score. And for Braden Blackford, RBIs 33 and 34 this season. So he is now back in front for the team RBI lead here in the second half. And he is second in the league in RBIs for the second half, behind only Mason Sykes of Mahoning Valley. Now Zach Vuletich to the plate, takes a breaking ball low for ball one. 4-3 now the score, and the tying run is in scoring position. Another rally by the Spikes. You know they have it in them. We've seen this so often, especially in the second half. Pitch up and in, ball two to Vuletich. Sabia running up that pitch count somewhat here. 47 pitches, 26 strikes so far. He's still on a decent track, though. About 16 pitches an inning, but of course he'll add to it here with just one out and a pitch down and in, ball three. Right back at it, Sabia leans in for the sign. Vuletich alert to the pitcher. Sabia rises to the stretch in the 3-0. That's taken for strike. Up high in the zone, 3-1 the count. Vuletich singled and scored his first time up. Won MLB Draft League Player of the Week honors a couple of weeks back. Great performances against Frederick and Williamsport. Here's the 3-1, breaking ball inside, ball four. So first and second with one out for Brennan DeRigge. And DeRigge already with a single under his belt tonight. Left-handed hitting DH. Ryan Guardino serving as the right fielder this evening. So DeRigge in the DH spot. He was in right field last night in the home finale. Jesse Fontaboa served as DH. And the first pitch fastball missed inside. Belt high, but in tight. Ball one. Spikes with a victory here tonight will clinch an above 500 record for the second half. A 1-0, that's fouled away, third base side. 1-1 the count. Don't forget, think about the 2024 spike season. It's not too early to think about 2024 season tickets. Hoping to get the 2024 schedule so you can plan out all of your dates as well for the group and hospitality packages available. The 1-1 to DeRiggi, a breaking ball low, 2-1 the count. Season tickets come with great benefits. If you're a Spike season ticket holder, you'll want to keep your eyes peeled for details on the Spike's annual fall event here at Medler Field at Lebrano Park for season ticket holders. The 2-1, that is low for a ball, 3-1 the count. Events throughout the year, discounts it off the rack. Outfitters, of course, two guaranteed giveaway items this year, so plenty of season ticket holders took advantage of that for the 5 bobbleheads that were given out, other giveaways as well. If you saw this year's bobblehead roster, wait until 2024. That one grounded inside the line, and bouncing it goes, and it kicked over the tarp down the right field line. So it's a ground rule double, and Blackford scores. Vuletic probably would have scored. He'll be forced to hold at third. But Brennan DeRiggi's RBI ground rule double has tied the game at 4 in the top of the third. So now Ryan Guardino, the batter. Guardino drove in the Spikes' first run with a single up the middle in the second. Vuletic at third, DeRiggi at second. Sabia looks in. The right-hander sets and delivers. Breaking ball, tap foul, third base side, 0-1. Guardino stands in, most recently of the University of Alabama, the breaking ball low and away. 2-1 the count, or I checked that, 1-1 the count. 4-4 here in the top of the third. Scrappers scoring all four in the opening frame. The Spikes battling back. And the pitch called strike over the outer half. 1-2 to Guardino. There's still only one out in this inning. 3 runs have already scored for the Spikes. And Logan Mathieu waits on deck. Set by Sabia. And the pitch swung on and missed strike 3. Bit of a chase there, but it is the third strikeout for Dylan Sabia this evening. And with two away, here's Logan Mathieu. Mathieu into the left-handed box. First baseman robbed of a base hit by a diving catch from Christian Johnson in right. And the first pitch, fastball, called a strike. In the vicinity, I suppose. 0-1 the count. 4-4 here in the top of the third inning. And again, in the bottom of the third, we'll look in on the Mahoning Valley broadcast. The 0-1 swung on and missed. 0-2 the count. Xander Lovin will likely get the ball in the bottom of the third through the first two innings, 42 pitches, but he can probably take it to 80 or 90. This is his last start of the year. The 0-2 to Mathieu, a foul tip into the mid, strike 3, and the inning is over. So Sabia gets out of the jam, but 3 runs score for the Spikes on 3 hits, 2 runners left on base. And at the end of 2.5, we're tied up at 4 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league, we take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The Spikes Radio Network is presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine is now welcoming new patients. Call 814-865-3566. 4-4 as we enter the bottom of the third, and we'll look in at the Mahoning Valley broadcast courtesy of YSN.
Fair, stays fair, third base side. Blackford puts another nice throw on the money for out number one.
First baseman, Owen Young.
First pitch swinging for Owen Young, and it's 0-1. Young, 1-for-1 today, a double, an RBI, and a run scored. That one hit out towards right field, drops in between the second baseman and right fielder for a base hit, Owen Young. A 2-for-2 day for him, as both Gardino and Vuletic were breaking for it, but it kind of just dropped in no man's land.
Left fielder, Brad Burkell.
Base hit puts the go-ahead run on board for Mahoning Valley. They haven't scored since the first. It's been all spikes since that first. First pitch swinging, missing. Brad Burkell down in the count, 0-1 to start. The 0-1 tried to frame it out of third, couldn't get the call, 1-1. Quick throw to first, keeps the runner Owen Young close. The 1-1 went too far. Burkell down in the count, 1-2. Don't forget, folks, if you want to watch area football games, high school football games, go to ysnlive.com/live for the complete list of all football games happening. We have a list of 27 games, and, of course, it's all free to stream on ysnlive.com. Nice diving stop by the second baseman. Vuletic throw on the money. He got him. Oh, Zach Vuletic. With the diving stop, gets to his feet and puts a peach to his first baseman, Matthew. And out number two. Runner advances to second baseman. Now two down, requiring the extra hit. A clutch hit from Christian Johnson, who is 0-for-1 today. Count 1-0 as Johnson. Trying to deliver for Mahoning Valley. We're all knotted up at four. Swing and a miss. 1-1. The 1-1. As mentioned before, folks, 27 games, football games, high school football games, live on the network tonight, ysnlive.com/live for your complete list of all 27. And, of course, it is completely free of charge, thanks in part to our wonderful sponsors. The 2-1, flared out to right. It's hooking towards the seats, and it will make it there into foul territory. And a little bit slow to get up initially. Matthew is all right, though. He went slamming into that wall, the guardrail, trying to go for it. Kind of snuck up on him a little quicker than he was expecting. 2-2 the count on Johnson. Chopping it to stay alive, Johnson. Gonna see another pitch. Trying to hit it down the third base line, cut off and thrown on the money again, Braden Blackford. Making it look easy at the hot corner tonight with a routine play. That's out number three.
That's the YSN broadcast on the Mahoning Valley side. Still tied at four as we go to the fourth here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
The Happy Valley Music Fest is coming to Medler Field at Leblano Park Sunday, September 3rd. Watch from the field as the Dirty Dozen Brass Band headlines and several local favorites take the stage. Enjoy a full slate of refreshments for purchase at ballpark concession stands. Digital general admission tickets are $20 apiece. The Happy Valley Music Fest is coming to Medler Field at Leblano Park Sunday, September 3rd. Gates open at 12:30 p.m. Get your digital tickets now at statecollegespikes.com.
Funding made possible through a grant from the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau and the Center County Commissioners.
Ready to swing for the fences? As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger believes in big league dreams. And whether yours includes playing in the pros, riding your bike, or just getting back on your feet, our doctors and healthcare professionals throughout central Pennsylvania are here for you every step of the way. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping our communities live life to the fullest at geisinger.org.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Jalen Long, the new pitcher for Mahoning Valley, entering the fourth inning at Eastwood Field. And Caleb Marquez, Peyton Harden, and Carlos Contreras will be due up to face him. Long taking over for Dylan Sabia. And Sabia went the first three innings, allowing four runs all earned on seven hits. Won't be a factor in the decision. One walk, four strikeouts. He threw 62 pitches in those three innings. A lot of them in that third. 36 of those pitches for strikes. So Long, the right-hander out of Southern University with the Scrappers this year. He's gone 2-1, a 4.34 ERA, 15 appearances now for him. This will be his 15th with four starts, 37 and a third total innings, 20 runs against him, 18 of them earned on 34 hits, 31 strikeouts to 17 walks, a .239 opponent's batting average. Talked about the 2024 Spikes season tickets being a thing here soon, and also group and hospitality packages. Spikes Flexbooks will be a great purchase as well, and it's not too early to think about holiday gifts for your friends and family. As the first pitch of the fourth inning is a strike on the outer edge of Caleb Marquez, right-handed hitting catcher, struck out against Sabia back in the second. 4-4 the score here on the top of the fourth, and the pitch, that's a strike. 0-2 the count. The Ramada out-of-town scoreboard here as the Spikes enter their final series of the regular season. So does every other team in the MLB Draft League. Two other games in progress tonight. Williamsport leading at home against Trenton, 5-1 top of the sixth. Now, Thunder will be playing in the MLB Draft League Championship game Sunday as first-half champions of the league. As the 0-2 pitch low, try to get Marquez to chase. He would not. 1-2 the count. And they'll be playing West Virginia, finishing up its regular season on the road as well, taking on Frederick down at Nimmo Field. 3-0 Black Bears, bottom of the third, as the 1-2 to Marquez swung on and missed. First strikeout for Jalen Long this evening. And one down in the top of the fourth inning. Get to the Major League Baseball portion of the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard as well. Heck, there's even some college football tonight. Ranked teams in action as well. Here's the leadoff man, Peyton Hardin, 1-for-2 in the game. Grounded out in the first inning, singled in the third. Cubs and Reds tied at 1, top of the fifth. Marlins and Nationals tied at 3, top of the fourth. Former Spike Jacob Stallings at the plate right now for the Miami Marlins. Swing and a miss by Hardin, 1-1 the count. 1-0 lead for the Mariners on the Mets, top of the fifth inning. Another swing and miss, 1-2 to Hardin. 2-1 lead for the Rays visiting the Guardians in Cleveland tonight. Top of the fifth inning there, Randy Arozarena with an RBI double. Twins and Rangers scoreless as they go to the bottom of the first in Arlington. The 1-2 to Hardin fouled away. Red Sox and Royals getting underway in Kansas City. So are the Tigers and White Sox on the south side of Chicago. Yankees with a 1-0 lead on the Astros. They're just underway top of the first. DJ LeMahieu with a solo home run. As the pitch outside a ball, 2-2 to Hardin. Phillies and Brewers scoreless top of the first as well. 2-2 pitch from Long. Popped up foul behind home plate. Pirates and Cardinals about set to get underway in St. Louis. Later on tonight, the Blue Jays visit the Rockies. The Orioles visit the Diamondbacks. Angels and A's tangle in Oakland. Giants and Padres down in San Diego. The Braves visit the Dodgers. By the way, the Cubs and Reds playing doubleheader action. Game one of that twin bill went to the Cubs earlier today in Cincinnati. Now the score of 6-2 and the 2-2 pitch called strike three. On the outer half of the plate, so back-to-back strikeouts for Jalen Long entering the game. And with two down, here's Carlos Contreras. Contreras, the left fielder, 0-for-2 officially, flied out in the first inning, grounded into a fielder's choice in the third. 4-4 here in the top of the fourth inning, and the pitch. That is a ball outside, 1-0. College football action tonight. Of course, tomorrow, Penn State Nittany Lions starting off the 2023 season. The pitch to Contreras popped up. Foul ground, third base side. Playable for Mason Sykes. He'll put it away, and we'll get the college football scores on the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard in the bottom of the fourth inning. Three up, three down for the Spikes. Still 4-4 headed to the bottom of the fourth at Eastwood Field. On the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
SK Aesthetics specializes in non-surgical aesthetic solutions to help you look and feel your very best. With offices here in State College, we are your local provider designed to enhance your natural beauty, restore confidence, and leave you feeling renewed, refreshed, and beautiful. Our services include Botox to soften and smooth wrinkles on your face, dermal filler for subtle lip enhancement, and to add lift and volume to cheeks, microneedling, PRP treatment, chemical peels, and skin care. Use the link in our Spikes Illustrated program ad to book a consultation and start the journey to a renewed version of yourself. SK Aesthetics. Keep your skin beautiful.
It's the Toyota RAV fourth inning, proudly brought to you by Toyota and your Central PA Toyota dealers. For a dealership near you, visit Toyota.com. And on the first pitch of the bottom of the fourth inning, Antonio Fernandez bounces one on to Logan Mathieu. First baseman steps on the bag, and there's one away in the bottom of the fourth. 4-4 our score. Four runs, seven hits, no errors for State College. Four runs, six hits, one error for Mahoning Valley. And the pitch, and that is a ball. Well, and it looks like Spikes, as the pitch, there's a bouncer taken in by Braden Blackford. Throw across the diamond to first in time. And there are two outs quickly in the bottom of the fourth inning. Corey King now up against Xander Lovin, back on the mound for the Spikes. King is one for one, singled and scored in the first inning, hit by a pitch in the second. As Lovin looks in, sent, delivers. Breaking ball drops in for a strike. And it looks like one of the Spikes' previous hits might have been changed to an error, but here's a chopper right side of the mound coming off the mound. Lovin scoops it up, underhand on to first in time, and quickly, Xander Lovin sets down the scrappers in order in the bottom of the fourth. 4-4, we'll go to the fifth inning on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The Happy Valley Music Fest is coming to Medlar Field at Leblano Park Sunday, September 3rd. Watch from the field as the Dirty Dozen Brass Band, headlines, and several local favorites take the stage. Enjoy a full slate of refreshments for purchase at ballpark concession stands. Digital general admission tickets are $20 apiece. The Happy Valley Music Fest is coming to Medlar Field at Leblano Park Sunday, September 3rd. Gates open at 12:30 p.m. Get your digital tickets now at statecollegespikes.com.
Funding made possible through a grant from the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau and the Center County Commissioners.
To the fifth inning, 4-4 between the State College Spikes, the Mahoning Valley Scrappers. Joe Putnam with you, covering things from Happy Valley tonight, as the Spikes playing the next to last game of their 2023 regular season. Spikes enter the night with a 23-22 mark in the second half. Mahoning Valley currently at 17-26. As Josh Leslie, Braden Blackford, Zach Vuletich, the 3-4-5 hitters, due up in the fifth inning. And that pitch, a ball on that short hop on Fernandez, I think, or the warm-up pitch, actually. It wasn't even the first pitch of the inning. A little short hop on Fernandez, but he is okay. And we'll delve into the college football scores on the Ramada Out-of-Town scoreboard as well. Tied up at four, Leslie 1-for-2 in the contest. Stands in the right-handed box. And Jalen Long back for a second inning of work after retiring the spikes in order in the fourth, delivers a breaking ball outside, 1-0. Miami, Ohio, and Miami, Florida playing. One of the rare occasions that both Miamis have faced each other, the Red Hawks and the Hurricanes, as the 1-0 popped up foul, first base side and out of play, 1-1. The Hurricanes currently leading 10-0, 8:25 to go in the second quarter there. Louisville and Georgia Tech playing down at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta. It's Louisville leading 6-0, 21 seconds to go, first quarter. Of course, Georgia Tech calls Atlanta home, but they play their home games at Grant Field. And the 1-1, that is lined toward right field, but Johnson able to snare it. And Christian Johnson puts it away for out number one. That'll bring Braden Blackford to the plate. Blackford, the left-handed hitting left fielder, drove in two runs back in the third with a double. Trying to look to see where the error was at on the spikes. And where the error was assessed to the scrappers. And the pitch to Blackford is lifted in the air. Right center field, it's the right fielder, Johnson, who will chase it down again. Two away here in the top of the fifth. 4-4 the score. Meanwhile, Michigan State leading Central Michigan 3-0. 3:11 to go, second quarter there. Of course, a whole bunch of action tomorrow. The Penn State Nittany Lions, who enter the 2023 season, ranked 7 in the country in the AP preseason poll. They host West Virginia tomorrow night, 7:30. A Big Ten Saturday night on NBC. First pitch to Zach Vuletich, a strike at the knees. Zach has reached base twice tonight. Singled and scored in the second, walked in the third. And the pitch, that is a strike on the inner half again, 0-2. Also North Carolina, South Carolina tomorrow night, playing in Charlotte. That's where College Game Day will be. University of Georgia starts its quest for a third consecutive national title, hosting the powerhouse of Tennessee Martin tomorrow night at 6 p.m. And the 0-2 pitch in a 4-4 game, lined foul, first base side. Still 0-2 to Vuletich, bases empty, two gone. The Ramada Out-of-Town Scoreboard is brought to you by the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, located on South Atherton Street in State College. The Ramada is the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Well, still 0-2, and I think Vuletich on that last pitch must have broken the bat. So he'll head back to the third base dugout for a new piece of lumber. And, of course, it's made official today. The ACC will be adding Stanford, Cal, and SMU beginning in the summer of 2024. So, not this season, but next season. It will be a vastly different college football landscape and college sports landscape with the downfall of the Pac-12 conference. Breaking ball low and away, 2-2 the count. And the pitch, that is lifted in the air, foul, first base side. Meanwhile, sources say MLB will keep pitch clock rules for the playoffs, which I was under the assumption myself it would be that case the whole time. But sure there's been pushback, but pitch clocks really have revolutionized the game, and they have certainly improved the pace of play at the major league and minor league levels. No doubt about it. 2-2, check swing, appeal down to first. He went around, strike three. That's the third strikeout for Jalen Long, who's retired all six batters he's faced. Four and a half down, halfway home at Eastwood Field. Next to last game of the 2023 regular season. It's still State College 4, Mahoning Valley 4 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Stop by P.J. Harrigan's Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Athens Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are fun, friendly, affordable, and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. P.J. Harrigan's is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime rib on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at P.J. Harrigan's inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call us at 814-235-1303 or visit us at pjharrigans.com for more details.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions. Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Of the fifth inning, Spikes and Scrappers tied at four. We'll check in again with our brethren in Mahoning Valley, the broadcast courtesy of YSN.
Looking for at least one run to retake a lead. Called strike count, 1-1. That one. Chopper, third base side. Blackford quickly gets on it. Another nice play. Braden Blackford. What a defensive game for him at the hot corner. First pitch swinging, Reeves. Fouls it away, 0-1. Count 2-1 on TJ Reeves. Inside, backing Reeves out of the way, 3-1. Pitch swinging, Reeves carrying it out towards right field, throwing the glove out, and it bounces into the Scrappers bullpen, an automatic double for Reeves.
That Scrappers double was brought to you by Mayfair Laundromat. Second baseman, David Bermudez.
Runner at second, one down. David Bermudez tries to put the scrappers back in front. Count 1-1 on him. Bermudez on the day, 1-for-2, an RBI and a run scored. That one line towards short, able to get a hold of it and make the throw to first. Out number two, Josh Leslie takes care of it.
First baseman, Owen Young.
Run does move to third base, so 90 feet away from taking the lead, but there's now two down, so it will require a clutch base hit of Owen Young, or you bank on a pass ball or wild pitch. Righty-righty matchup. Owen Young, first pitch takes for a strike. Young, 2-for-2 on the day. A run and an RBI. Nice block that time. Marquez keeps it in front of him and potentially keeps a run off the board. Lovin just made his 75th pitch, 50 of which have gone for strikes, so a 67% if you round up strike percentage in tonight's game, and not bad at all. Take that first inning away from him, and he's done a really good job in this. Scrappers just compiled a lot of clutch hits back-to-back in that first, jumping out to the 4-0 advantage initially. But since that point, Lovin has really settled in, and he's compiled some really good innings here at Eastwood Field. The 1-2. Foul ball, first base side, out of play. Looking for the clutch hit. Young already 2-for-2 on the day. The 1-2 up high and had to come out of the crouch to get it. Marquez. Count will even 2-2. Some football scores. Austintown Fitch leading Glen Oak 14-3 currently. How about South Range over Kennedy 28-3 currently? A couple of scores off of the YSN Live scoreboard that you can find, ysnlive.com/scores. Also, complete live games free to stream at ysnlive.com/live. That one blasted out to left, and that one will clear the wall, I believe. Let's see. No, they say bounce just off the top of it, and it did bounce in play. But boy, oh boy, that was no more than a foot or two from clearing the wall in left center. But it bounces up on the flex strut sign and back into fair territory. But it is an RBI double. Owen Young's third hit of the game. And he puts the scrappers back in front 5-4. Pitch was left dead red center of the plate. Seventh pitch of the at-bat. And Owen Young did not miss it on the full count. And this is going to cause a conference on the infield. Infielders and catcher all breaking in to talk with the catcher, with the pitcher Lovin. Two to bat, Brad Burkell, 1-for-2 today. Couple of RBI and a stolen base. Brad Burkell, first pitch looks a ball above the zone, 1-0. Bottom of the fifth inning, scrapper is back in front, 5-4. Owen Young with a his third hit, an RBI double, putting him in front. The second RBI of the day as well for Young. Surging for this third out, loving the pitch. Inside, three balls, no strikes, the count to Burkell. So Brad Burkell gets the free pass. The inning continues, but we'll see for how long as we might be in store for the pitching change. Spikes did have two warming up in their bullpen.
We have two more winners in the Valorant raffle giveaway. Two winners of a Razor Power E90 electric scooter.
Christian Johnson, the one at the dish. He's 0 for 2 today. There's a chance, though, to double the Mahoning Valley lead if he could find some outfield grass. Scrappers currently leading it 5-4. First and second set up for them with two down here in the bottom of the fifth. Conference adjourned at the mound. Loving to stay on and try to get this final out. He's got the bottom of the order to do so. Both 8 and 9 hole hitters yet to bat. 8 9 hole hitters. Christian Johnson and Antonio Fernandez are the next two due up in Mahoning Valley order. Four goes back to the top. First pitch swinging and missing. Johnson, 0-1. That one flared to right. Johnson drops in the base hit. Burkell touching second, going to third. One run is in. It's a two-run lead as Owen Young comes home to score. What a hit. Christian Johnson, first of the game, and it's another RBI base hit in the inning. Corner set up now for Antonio Fernandez.
The catcher, Antonio.
And now it looks to be a pitching change coming up for the Spikes. So a call to the bullpen coming with two down here in the bottom of the fifth as we'll get a pitching substitution all set for you here.
So with the pitching change in the offing at Eastwood Field, we'll step aside. Spikes now trailing the Scrappers 6-4. We'll have the identity of the new pitcher, his numbers, and the rest of the fifth inning when we return on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league, we take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
The Happy Valley Music Fest is coming to Medlar Field at Leblano Park Sunday, September 3rd. Watch from the field as the Dirty Dozen Brass Band headlines and several local favorites take the stage. Enjoy a full slate of refreshments for purchase at ballpark concession stands. Digital general admission tickets are $20 apiece. The Happy Valley Music Fest is coming to Medlar Field at Leblano Park Sunday, September 3rd. Gates open at 12:30 p.m. Get your digital tickets now at statecollegespikes.com.
Funding made possible through a grant from the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau and the Center County Commissioners.
Fans, the Spikes have called for relief as they bring in a new pitcher for the fifth inning. You, too, can call for relief by contacting Geisinger. For more information, visit Geisinger.org. Two outs in the bottom of the fifth inning. Spikes now trailing Mahoning Valley 6-4. Xander Lovin goes 4 2/3 innings on the mound. Lovin allowing 6 runs so far. He's responsible for the runners on first and third right now as well. 9 hits, 2 walks, and a hit batsman against him. One of those walks was intentional. 1 strikeout, 87 pitches, 55 strikes, and taking over for him, Gasport, New York's own Jacob Bruning, making his 12th appearance of the year, a 1-2 record, a 9.22 ERA, 13 2/3 total innings. He's allowed 14 runs, all earned on 23 hits, 16 strikeouts to 12 walks, 3 hit batsmen, a .383 opponent's batting average. And with Bruning now in the ball game, we head back to our colleagues in Mahoning Valley at YSN.
Bottom of the fifth, new pitcher Jacob Bruning. Left-hander on now for the Spikes. Test with trying to get this final out. Taking on the lefty Antonio Fernandez. Setting up the lefty-lefty matchup before the top of the order. Back up in Braylon Marine. Scrappers already a 6-4 advantage. Trying to add more, first and third occupied. That finds the zone against Fernandez. 1-1. Fernandez 0-2 today with the strikeout. The 1-1. Off the dish away. 2-1. Runner takes off. They got him caught up in the rundown, but the throw goes to third and advancing to second somehow, some way. The Scrappers get that to work. And honestly, just a misplay by the first baseman, Matthew. He had the runner, Johnson, caught up in the rundown between first and second. Opted to go to third as Johnson just strolled into second. Now second and third set up. 2-2 the count on Fernandez. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs, 2 on. A 2-run lead for Mahoning Valley. As a disengagement being utilized by Fernandez before he steps back into the box. That one flared. Third base side. It is foul out of play. Count 2-2 on Fernandez, continuing to fight. The pitch low, away, count full. Nice plate appearance by Fernandez. The payoff. Takes it off the dish. It's ball four. Fernandez works the walk to load him up.
The shortstop, Braylon Marine.
Braylon Marine with the bags full. First pitch swinging. Cut off by the second baseman. Vuletic wisely goes the short way to second for out number three as the scrappers leave them loaded here in the fifth. But not before they take a two-run advantage with back-to-back.
So there the Mahoning Valley Scrappers taking the lead in the bottom of the fifth inning. A pair of runs on three hits. Three runners left on. And at the end of five, it's now 6-4 Mahoning Valley on the Spiked Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
The Happy Valley Music Fest is coming to Medler Field at Leblano Park Sunday, September 3rd. Watch from the field as the Dirty Dozen Brass Band, Headlines, and several local favorites take the stage. Enjoy a full slate of refreshments for purchase at ballpark concession stands. Digital general admission tickets are $20 apiece. The Happy Valley Music Fest is coming to Medler Field at Leblano Park Sunday, September 3rd. Gates open at 12:30 p.m. Get your digital tickets now at statecollegespikes.com.
Funding made possible through a grant from the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau and the Center County Commissioners.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here in State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
Into the sixth inning, the Spikes Radio Network is presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine is now welcoming new patients. Call 814-865-3566. Brennan DeRiggi, Ryan Guardino, Logan Matthew due up for the Spikes in the sixth inning. Jalen Long on for his third inning of work, and the first pitch of the inning swung on and missed by DeRiggi. Spikes now trailing 6-4 here. It's the penultimate game of the 2023 season for the Spikes. They'll finish the season tomorrow night, 7:05 at Eastwood Field in Niles, Ohio. You can follow the YSN broadcast. You can also find them on the MLB Draft League's official stream to watch the game and follow along with the action tomorrow. This will be our final Spikes broadcast, exclusive broadcast of the year, as the pitch is a swing and a miss, 1-2. DeRiggi, 2 for 2 in the game, singled in the second, ground rule double to knock in a run in the third. And by the way, went back and found what the error was as DeRiggi swings and misses strike three. Long records his fourth strikeout as he has retired all seven batters he has faced in the game. One gone and Ryan Guardino to the plate. He is 1 for 2 with an RBI single this evening. The error was back in the third inning, so Braden Blackford, instead of doubling in a pair of runs, it's a single and an error. Did seem like Johnson was having difficulty there in right field, so that was changed. But Blackford still getting credit for, and he only got credit for one RBI on the play. The error ruled to have scored Josh Leslie on the play. So first pitch, a strike to Guardino. 0-1 the count. Long delivers. Up and in for a ball, 1-1 now. One ball, one strike, Ryan Guardino getting the start here in the next to last game of the year is a swing and a miss. The ball tipped off the mitt of Fernandez, but simply strike two, nobody's on base. One ball, two strikes. Guardino with a bat upright, upright stance in the right-hand box. Definitely has quick wrists, though. He can get around on a pitch, really smack it. And that is up and in and hits Guardino in the left elbow. That just ricocheted right off the arm. Good thing he's wearing the protector as he reaches base for the second time, one gone. Again, Joe Putnam along with you tonight here. We're taking live look-ins at our colleagues in Mahoning Valley on YSN throughout the game. We also are bringing you coverage here from Medler Field at Lebrano Park. I'm up in the press box right now, getting set for tomorrow's football opener. Penn State taking on West Virginia. We also got the Happy Valley Music Fest coming here to Medler Field at Lebrano Park Sunday all day long. The action starts at 12:30. That's when gates open. Music slated to begin at 1 p.m. and we'll be putting music in the air through Happy Valley all the way through the day. The Dirty Dozen Brass Band and Vanessa Collier, the headliners, as the pitch to Logan Matthew is low, 1-1 the count. In addition, the Chris Bell Band, along with Donnie Burns and the Third Degree playing, plus the Moonshifters added to the bill now. So the Moonshifters will be there as part of all the action as well. You can log on to happyvalleymusicfest.com to get all the info on when exactly each group will be playing. And you can get your tickets there now as well. General admission, digital tickets, $20 a piece, and they'll get you not only a seat in the stands, but also the opportunity to take in all the action from the field. You can be on the field all the way through the day on Sunday as part of the Happy Valley Music Fest. 2-2. Breaking ball, or rather a 2-1 breaking ball, called a strike at the knees. It is 2-2 to Matthew. Logan looking for his first hit of the game, his third at-bat of the contest. 6-4 Mahoning Valley, top of the sixth inning, one gone. Runner on first, Long comes set, throw to first. Guardino is back safely, and Ryan Guardino is that sneaky stolen base that he has stolen third base on multiple occasions to provide key runs for the Spikes. And I would believe that if he gets to second base here, even with two outs, he's probably going to try to swipe third. Pitch. And that is lifted foul, third base side, and it's out of reach for the fielders. Two balls and two strikes. Heck, if he gets to second with one out here, it might be presupposing things. There's only one out in the inning. But trying to think ahead, trying to move the chess pieces, so to speak. Of course, Dave Fremley is in that visitor's dugout third base side at Eastwood Field, and he has moved enough chess pieces to be a grandmaster in his time. 5 decades plus in the game. It's been great having him at the helm of the Spikes the last 2 years on the field. I know he has enjoyed his time in Happy Valley, and it has been his intention from the get-go to provide the kind of baseball product that fans in Happy Valley deserve. He loves coming back here. He did graduate work. He was a GA, a grad assistant for Penn State baseball in the late 70s. Has great stories from that time, and boy, was it a different campus in the late 70s, and here's the runner taking off for second. A swing and a miss by Matthew at the plate. A throw, and that one got into center field, and Guardino now on to third. So a strikeout at the plate. It's the fifth one for Jalen Long, but Guardino steals second and reaches third on the second Mahoning Valley error of the night. E2 on the play. And now here it is with two outs. He's at third base, and Caleb Marquez is at the plate. Spikes trailing by two, but if they can chip away here, get closer, as long as they're close late, you know they've got a shot. Marquez fouls the first pitch back 0-1. So runner on third, two outs, top of the sixth for the Spikes. We'll check back in with the Mahoning Valley broadcast on YSN in the bottom half of this inning as well, as there's a swing and a miss, 0-2. But StateCollegeSpikes.com, by the way, also a spot where you can log on and download, purchase and download your Happy Valley Music Fest tickets for Sunday, as a swing and a miss, strike three. Jalen Long has retired all but one batter he has faced. He's recorded six strikeouts over three innings. No runs, no hits, one error, one runner left on base for the Spikes in the sixth. Through 5.5, Mahoning Valley 6, State College 4 on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions. Division 1, Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
The national sales event is on at your Toyota dealer. So stop in and check out Toyota's wide range of all-wheel and four-wheel drive vehicles, like a sporty Camry or a stylish Corolla, both with great MPGs. Or test drive a new RAV4, Highlander, or Corolla Cross, each with plenty of cargo room. And be ready for any summer adventure. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Hurry, offers end September 5th. Toyota, let's go places.
Wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Well, I'm back here at Medler Field at Loprano Park. Joe Putnam along with you, but we'll send you back to Eastwood Field. And with the Spikes trailing 6-4, Jacob Bruning back on to work in the bottom of the sixth. We check in with our colleagues in Mahoning Valley and the broadcast courtesy of YSN.
Designated hitter, Corey King.
Bottom of the sixth inning. Corey King leads things off for the Scrappers, who lead it 6-4. It'll go King, Sykes, and Reeves. That's 2-3-4 in the order for Mahoning Valley. King 1-for-2 today, takes a first pitch ball, 1-0. Brunning back out to pitch another inning of work. He did come out to get that final out of the fifth. King quickly ahead in the count. Three balls, no strikes. The 3-0. Get me over. Fastball finds the zone. 3-1 now. Foul tipped that one at 3-1. And the count will now run full. The payoff. Chopper, third base side. Blackford gets it. And, of course, what else? Another beautiful throw across the diamond. Out number one. He really has made it look all too easy. And these are off-balance throws. ranging to his left, ranging to his right. Impeccable timing he's shown on his defense today over at the hot corner. Just great stuff to marvel at. Mason Sykes up to bat. Third time today. One of the few scrappers that has been held hitless today. 0 for 3. First pitch off the dish, 1-0. Sykes in front of the count, 2-0. Pitch off the dish. Again, just barely missing, 3-0. The 3-0 offering, taking all the way. It's a strike. Hitters count 3-1 now on Sykes. So a five-pitch walk with one down sends Mason Sykes the first time he's reached today. As T.J. Reeves coming to bat. Reeves, nice day for him. He's 2 for 3 on the day. Reeves watches a first pitch strike into the glove, 0-1. Running. Fell behind 3-0 to the first two batters of the inning. Able to get ahead of Reeves with the first pitch strike. Couldn't come back. Back-to-back pitches, though. Count evens at 1. Great crowd on hand tonight for the final firework night of the season here at Eastwood Field. Pitch froze him, but it's a ball anyway. 2-1. Sky popper on the infield. Shallow right field. It's the second baseman, Vuletich, that tracks it down. Second out of the inning, and David Bermudez coming to bat.
David Bermudez.
A 1-for-3 day for Mr. Bermudez. He has an RBI and a run also to show production-wise today for the Scrappers. Bats with a runner at first, two down in the inning. First pitch swinging right to short. Leslie will go the short way to second. They're covering the bag. Vuletich, it's out, number 3. Scrappers work a walk in the inning, but that's about it on offense.
So a good effort by Jacob Bruning working around the walk. One runner left on for Mahoning Valley in the sixth. Still 6-4, Scrappers leading the Spikes as we move to the seventh on the Spikes Radio Network presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
The Happy Valley Music Fest is coming to Medler Field at Leblano Park Sunday, September 3rd. Watch from the field as the Dirty Dozen Brass Band, headlines, and several local favorites take the stage. Enjoy a full slate of refreshments for purchase at ballpark concession stands. Digital general admission tickets are $20 apiece. The Happy Valley Music Fest is coming to Medler Field at Leblano Park Sunday, September 3rd. Gates open at 12:30 p.m. Get your digital tickets now at statecollegespikes.com.
Funding made possible through a grant from the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau and the Center County Commissioners.
As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger will help you swing for the fences, too. Whether you want to hit home runs, hike through the hills, or just feel healthier. As one of America's top healthcare innovators, our doctors and healthcare professionals are leading the way to solving Pennsylvania's biggest challenges and helping all of us live life to the fullest. Families have depended on us for generations, and we've been part of the community for decades. We understand that life sometimes throws unexpected curveballs, That's why everything we do is designed to provide you with exceptional, innovative care. People come to Geisinger from all over the nation, even the world, and you can take advantage of our world-class services right here in your backyard. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping Pennsylvania thrive at geisinger.org.
Into the seventh inning at Eastwood Field in Niles, Ohio, Peyton Hardin, Carlos Contreras, Josh Leslie due up for the Spikes in the top of the seventh. Jalen Long back on the mound for the Scrappers. And a 6-4 lead for Mahoning Valley here as the first pitch is low for a ball. 1-0 the count to Hardin, and we will once again look in with our Mahoning Valley colleagues at YSN.
One's flared to center. Reeves makes the catch out number one. Jalen Long has just been dynamic since he's entered the game back in the fourth. All to the tune of 3 1/3 shutout innings of work so far. And his day not done yet. Carlos Contreras, the next batter up. Contreras with the count 0-1 on him. Try to run it in on the hands. Call it a ball, though, 1-1. One pitch. That one's flared left field, third base side. And it drops foul territory. And out of play, a long strike, 1-2. Three Scrappers converging on it. That was third baseman Sykes, shortstop Braylon Marina, and left fielder Brad Burkell. But it dropped in the triangle of players all breaking in for it. Count 1-2 now on Contreras. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Tag applied. It's the seventh strikeout in the appearance for Jalen Long, and he is just electric right now. Two down now, top of the seventh, and Josh Leslie up to bat. Leslie, 1-for-3 today with a run scored. Pitch, a ball, 1-0. Tried to tie him up. Did he go around? No swing on the appeal. 2-0 now on Leslie. Ran it off the dish, a rare 3-0 count by Long today. Long just crossing the 50-pitch mark. Over 60% of his pitches going for strikes today. I get me over fastball, found the zone, 3-1 now on Leslie. Long gets the swing, can't cut it off. Sykes has it go under his glove. Fair ball down the line, hustling for two. The throw in, not in time. A sliding double for Leslie keeps the inning alive with two down here in the seventh.
Third baseman Braden Blackford.
We'll bring Braden Blackford up. Blackford's 1-for-3 today. An RBI and a run scored, but it's been his defense that's been a highlight show at the hot corner. Making routine play and incredible play after incredible play at third today. He bats as the tying run represented at the dish. One in scoring position for the Spikes. Two down in the top of the seventh. Opening pitch from Long finds the inner third. A strike, 0-1. Long striking out seven of the 11 batters that he has gotten out today. The 0-1, swing and a miss, 0-2. Blackford ready in the box. Set on the mound is Long. The two-strike pitch. That one flared towards left center field. It'll get down for a base hit. Make its way towards the gap. Can't cut it off in center. Reeves. One run will score. Touching second and staying there is Blackford. It's a one-run game with a tying run in scoring position at second for the Spikes. And Zach Vuletich coming in to bat. Chance to tie the game or potentially take the lead for State College. And pitching coach Ray King from Mahoning Valley is making his way out to the hill, wanting to talk with not just his pitcher, but the entire infield combination. Big point in the ball game if the Scrappers can get out of here with a lead. Very short conference, though, from King. Maybe a five-word maximum. You can only speculate on what potentially could have been said. And I guarantee you over 50% of it probably can't be said on air. Zach Vuletich represents the potential go-ahead run for the Spikes. The tying run in scoring position at second base. Base hit likely ties this game. Jalen Long, first pitch strike. Long looking for this last out. If he could get this last out and the Scrappers preserve the lead to the end, he would be in line for the win. The 0-1. Tagged up the middle. Tough play. Braylon Marine gets it. The throw on the money in time. Out number three as Jalen Long gets out of the jam and keeps the Scrappers in front 6-5 as it stretched.
So Josh Leslie and Braden Blackford with back-to-back doubles. Blackford Sanaki in the RBI. That's his second RBI. He had been credited with two earlier, now back to two. So he does have the team lead in RBIs. One run, two hits, and one runner left on base. Stretch time at Eastwood Field, 6.5 innings complete. It's Mahoning Valley 6, State College 5 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Stop by P.J. Harrigan's Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are fun, friendly, affordable, and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. P.J. Harrigan's is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime rib on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at P.J. Harrigan's inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call us at 814-235-1303 or visit us at pjharrigans.com for more details.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car.
so hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
Fans, there's nothing like being at the ballpark, but if you can't make it to the game, catch the Spikes in action at Medler Field, Lebrano Park, and around the MLB Draft League with the league's official stream, powered by Pixalot. Head to MLBDraftLeague.com and register for free to watch every game across the league wherever you are. Joe Putnam here in Happy Valley, tracking the game just as you are with the stream, and now we join our Mahoning Valley colleagues at YSN.
Side, it's drifting just into the stands. In right, foul, 0-1. Owen Young tries to take it right field side again and again. Too much cut on it. Back-to-back foul balls has him deeply down in the count, 0-2. The pitch from Brunning, ran it off the dish. No chase offered from Young. Brunning's pitched an inning and a third of work today for the Spikes. He's back out to pitch the seventh. Came in and got the last out of the fifth, stayed on for the sixth. Count 1-2 on Young now. Swing and a miss. Up the ladder, went chasing a couple rungs too high. And Owen Young is a strikeout victim for Brunning. Out number one here in the seventh.
And that means a strikeout from Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health is committed to the well-being of our community with 9 primary care locations throughout the region. We are the leading provider of primary care. Visit MountNittany.org to find a provider today. Back out to Niles.
First pitch couldn't float it in. A bit above the zone, 1-0. Two pitches, two misses, and a 2-0 count for Burkell. The 2-0 swing and a miss. Big cut. 2-1. How about the Brookfield Warriors leading the Valley Christian Eagles 20-12 in the fourth quarter in high school football action? Eagles might be handed their second loss in as many weeks. That would be certainly stunning for Valley Christian. You could catch the ending of that game, conclusion of it, ysnlive.com/live. Full list of games and details, 27 football games on the network tonight. Tagged poolside, and again foul for Burkell. Burkell is that sort of a knack for running pitch counts in at-bats this season. Seen a couple double-digit pitch count plate appearances from Burkell in the last couple weeks. He'll take that off the dish, 3-2. The payoff, off the dish again. Burkell works his second walk of the game. Christian Johnson came up with a big RBI base hit his last plate appearance. He is 1-for-3 today. Brunning has tossed 36 pitches today, 18 for strikes, a 50-50 strike ball percentage. We'll get ahead of Johnson 0-1 after the empty swing. Runner at first, one down, and a one-run lead for Mahoning Valley. Toss goes to first, and Burkell's back in there with a slide.
The 1-1 is tagged right field side. That'll get foul to the deck. 1-2. The 1-2 to Johnson. Backed him off the plate. Avoid getting beaned by that one. 2-2. That's a swing and a miss. Johnson conceding, though, at the dish. It's strike three. And out number two. Strikeout for Brunning. Gets him one out away from posting another zero on the board for the Spikes.
And that's another Mountain Nittany Health strikeout as well for Jacob Brunning, looking to be part of an all-star team. Mountain Nittany Health offers exciting opportunities with excellent pay and benefits. Apply today at mountainnittany.org/careers. Back to Niles.
That goes outside. Fernandez gets ahead in the count. Swing and a miss. 1-1. Fernandez flares it to left. It'll hang up enough for the left fielder to make the catch. Contreras out number three. Scrappers again get a base runner aboard, but can't move him from first.
So Jacob Brunning with another scoreless inning. Still 6-5 Mahoning Valley going to the eighth on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions. Division One, Power Five Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Hey, Dad. Your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. Public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Into the eighth inning, the State College Spikes trailing the Mahoning Valley Scrappers 6-5. Joe Putnam here in Happy Valley. We send you back out to our colleagues in Mahoning Valley, the YSN broadcast at Eastwood Field in Niles, Ohio.
Bullpen, get it to your Chevy All-Star dealer today and find more than you expect for less than you imagine. Chevrolet, find new roads. These changes for the Scrappers. Now playing in left field, number 4, Garrett Wallace. Moving from left field to second base, number 7, Brad Burkell. And the new pitcher is number 40, Jake Dolly. And leading off for the State College Spikes, designated hitter, Brennan DeRiggi.
Of
course, folks, we thank all of our sponsors here on YSNLive.com that make games like today completely possible for all you at home, including United Site Services. United Site Services is the nation's leading temporary site services provider, offering portable restrooms, hand hygiene solutions, temporary fence, luxury restroom trailers, and more. Call 1-800-TOILETS to book for your next project today. New pitcher on the mound now, Jake Dolly. Right-hander, 6'5", 235. He's 24 years old out of Trenmonton, Utah, and Utah Tech, his latest college commitment. DeRiggy leads things off, the DH for the Spikes, followed by Gardino and Matthew. 6'7", and 8 in the state college order. But boy, what a whale of a job by Jalen Long today. Talk about coming in and making an impact. Four innings of work out of the bullpen. He came in the fourth. He pitched two hits, one earned run, seven strikeouts of some really quality baseball on the mound. He's in line for the win. As DeRiggy strikes out, it's completed at the plate. And that's out number one, Dolly. Getting the opening out in the eighth. Ryan Gardino. On the day, Gardino 1-for-2 with an RBI. First pitch ball taken by him, 1-0. Took something off of it and cruised it in there for a strike, 1-1. Grabbed a piece of it, right center field it goes. Johnson running after it, can't make the sliding catch. It bounces up and over the wall for the automatic double. Gardino will get to walk into second base safely. That's the tying run now for the Spikes in scoring position. Time called, and that's the home plate umpire, Nathan Overston, that said it was an official timeout. He's the one that called it, and that's because T.J. Reeves out in center field wasn't set quite yet. Count 1-0, Logan Matthew. Matthew 0-for-3 with a pair of strikeouts today. But he bats with that tying run at second base. Less than two down and a golden opportunity to knot this one back up. That just might do it. Socked out to right center field. And it will clear the wall, I believe. Let's see. Or is it a double? It's a double. No, it bounces just prior to. I saw it leave the park. But it was off of a bounce, an RBI double, automatic double, back-to-back ones. And this game knotted back up at a half dozen apiece. Important to note, folks, that it is the latter innings and how the MLB Draft League works. If we should be tied after nine innings of play, an additional half inning of baseball will be played. Both managers already determined who is on offense and who is on defense if that is to occur. The offensive team starts with a runner at first. If they're able to score that run, they win the game. The defensive team, if they get the three outs, hold that offensive team from scoring a run, they win the game, even if the score is still tied. If the defensive team gets the three outs before the run is scored by the offensive team, they are declared the winners in a tiebreaker scenario like that in the draft league. But the Spikes now have a chance to get the lead back if they can get a base hit. The go-ahead run in second, a game-tying RBI automatic double by Logan Matthew. Here in the top of the eighth has knotted us back up. Count 1-2 now on Caleb Marquez. Marquez 0-3, three strikeouts on the day. Already with the golden sombrero. You don't want to turn that in for the platinum one. The 1-2. Off the dish, watched it low, count evens. The 2-2. Off the dish again, and ahead in the count now, 3-2. So from 0-2 to 3-2, Marquez sees himself ahead in the count now. Time called, and it is a timeout called by the batter, Marquez, so he gets charged with one of his disengagements. That's a foul off of the mask of Hoverston, and Nathan Hoverston's going to take a lap around the plate. He needs that after you take ones like that off the face mask. Take a second to recompose yourself, and no one's going to give you any flack for it. Count 3-2, Marquez. Having quite the plate appearance for the Spikes. Trying to deliver in this 6-6 tie. The payoff. Low it goes. Ball four, first and second. Set up now for State College.
Center fielder Peyton.
While subsequently turning it over to the top. And Peyton Harden, who's getting his fifth at-bat now of the game. Harden 1-for-4 on the day with a strikeout. Double play, still a possibility for the Scrappers. Not holding the runner at first in Marquez. As the bunt attempt went foul by Harden, 0-1. Off the dish. 1-1. A base hit could give the Spikes the lead. It would be their first of the game. Hit to second. Diving stop. Burkell on the money out number two. Brad Burkell, call him El Mago out there at second. What a magician-like play. All in one nice motion, rolling, getting right back up and firing up each to first. Second out of the inning. Runners both advanced, second and third now occupied. But the Scrappers and Jake Dolly, one out away from getting out of it. Has to face the bat of Carlos Contreras. Contreras hasn't had his best day at the dish. 0-for-4. He scored a run and he struck out. But all that can be forgotten about if he can deliver right here and put State College in front. First pitch from Dolly, getting a piece, but foul, tipping it into the glove of his catcher, Fernandez, 0-1. and time being called. A disengagement coming from the catcher, Fernandez. Count 0-1 still on Contreras. Go-ahead run stands at third. An additional run of insurance would be at second. Two could come home with one base hit. Ball up high. The count is even. The 1-1. Too far. Went around. 1-2. As Contreras called time. Dolly. With the count 1-2 on Contreras. One pitch away from getting out of the inning. But also one pitch away from a new sheriff in town. That's a chopper towards second. Burkell charges, gets it, tosses on the run. What a nice play by Brad Burkell. He makes a pair to keep the game tied and send it to the bottom of the eighth. Scrappers look to retake the lead.
So Logan Mathieu ties the game in the top of the eighth for the Spikes. It's now 6-6 going to the bottom half on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
SK Aesthetics specializes in non-surgical aesthetic solutions to help you look and feel your very best. With offices here in State College, we are your local provider designed to enhance your natural beauty, restore confidence, and leave you feeling renewed, refreshed, and beautiful. Our services include Botox to soften and smooth wrinkles on your face, dermal filler for subtle lip enhancement, and to add lift and volume to cheeks, microneedling, PRP treatment, chemical peels, and skin care. Use the link in our Spikes Illustrated program ad to book a consultation and start the journey to a renewed version of yourself. SK Aesthetics. Keep your skin beautiful.
The Happy Valley Music Fest is coming to Medlar Field at Leblano Park Sunday, September 3rd. Watch from the field as the Dirty Dozen Brass Band, headlines, and several local favorites take the stage. Enjoy a full slate of refreshments for purchase at ballpark concession stands. Digital general admission tickets are $20 apiece. The Happy Valley Music Fest is coming to Medlar Field at Leblano Park Sunday, September 3rd. Gates open at 12:30 p.m. Get your digital tickets now at statecollegespikes.com.
Funding made possible through a grant from the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau and the Center County Commissioners.
They are our love bugs and companions. They are our pets, our family, and they make life better. When we face unexpected challenges, so do our pets. That's why we're on a mission to support people and their pets. Whether donating a bag of kibble, sharing an Instagram post of a lost cat, or welcoming a foster pet into your home, every bit of kindness counts. Visit petsandpeopletogether.org to learn how to be a helper in your community. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Fans, the Spikes have called for relief as they bring in a new pitcher for the eighth inning. You, too, can call for relief by contacting Geisinger. For more information, visit geisinger.org. Jacob Bruning held it down for the Spikes, allowed them to come back and tie the game. 2 1/3 scoreless innings. He did not allow a hit. 3 walks against him, but 2 strikeouts. And Bruning with 44 pitches, 23 strikes. He'll now give way to the right-hander, Eric Waldichuk, as we send it back out to our colleagues in Mahoning Valley and YSN from Eastwood Field in Niles, Ohio. Everything you have is yours and not stolen. A girl runs up with something to prove, so don't just stand there, bust the move. And leading.
Big Waldichuk, right-hander for the Spikes, coming in for relief in the eighth. Facing the top of the Mahoning Valley order, 1-2-3 all due up. Braylon Marine, Corey King, and Mason Sykes. Top of the order, though, a combined just 1-4-9 at the dish. Spikes have actually done a good job containing it. It's been the bottom and middle portions of the order that have done most of the damage today. First pitch strike to Braylon Marine, 0-1. The breaker, a super high chopper to short. Leslie waits on it and throws a nice one across the diamond from the six hole. One away, bringing up Corey King.
Designated hitter, Corey King.
Corey King, 1 for 3 today. Pitch inside was a ball. 1-0, Corey King. Swing and a miss over top of it. 1-1. King, empty, back-to-back swings. 1-2 now. And time being called, Corey King the one calling it. The 1-2 to King. Foul ball, third base side. King tries to go opposite way, and he will punch it through the right side of the infield. Base hit for the Scrappers. And a go-ahead run on base for Mahoning Valley.
Third baseman, Mason Sykes.
Mason Sykes with a runner at first and one down. High and tight, first pitch, ball one. Toss to first, King back in safely. Runner takes off, pitch inside, throw down to second. Got him. They got him erased. Nice throw by Marquez. It was a close play at the bag, but a nice tag applied as well by Vuletic. Erases the base runner for the Scrappers, and now two down in the inning. Sykes ahead in the count, 3-0. Sykes with a hitter's count, 3-1. Two down in the bottom of the eighth. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Took his hack. It's full. Waldachek. The payoff. Up the middle, through and into the alley. Sykes going to go for two out of the gate. He's heading. He's hustling. He's in at second base safely. And a runner in scoring position. That's the go-ahead run for the Scrappers. And T.J. Reeves, who's been a hot yet clutch bat as of late for the Scrappers. Chance to put him back ahead before the ninth. Righty-righty matchup as Reeves is 2-for-4 on the night with a couple of runs scored. And matter of fact, they're not even going to mess with him. A walk intentionally to Reeves as they're going to try to get to Bermudez. But David Bermudez, Garrett Wallace, was David Bermudez's spot in the lineup. But, of course, Garrett Wallace coming in defensively earlier in the game when he went to left and Burkell went from left to second. It took Bermudez out of the game defensively. His bat would have been helpful at this point, but not that Wallace is a slouch. .252 batting average. He had a hit in yesterday's contest against West Virginia. First pitch, a beauty, a strike, 0-1. Inside, spinning out of the way, Wallace avoiding contact. 1-1. Waldachek wants to go through the pitches again. He has his call, the 1-1. That one lined towards right field. Over the head, and it is dropped all the way to the wall. Garrett Wallace comes through, a 2-RBI double, and the Scrappers lead it 8-6. Ranging back in right, Ryan Gardino tried to get an angle on it. He was ranging back and back and back until it was over his head, bouncing on the warning track up against the wall to come home. As Garrett Wallace says, you want to walk Reeves to get to me? Well, let me see and let me show you what I can do. Owen Young now, a 3-for-4 night for Young. First pitch swinging, he pops it up in the air. Second base side, Vuletic ranging over, makes the catch. It's out number 3. But Garrett Wallace comes through big time in the bottom of the 8th with 2 down. A 2-RBI.
So Garrett Wallace with a 2-run double, the second double of the inning and third hit for the Scrappers, giving them the lead in the bottom of the 8th inning. Now it's on to the ninth. Spikes have just 3 outs to work with. Josh Leslie, Braden Blackford, Zach Vuletic will be due up for the Spikes in the ninth, and they'll face Peter Allegro when we come back on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
The Happy Valley Music Fest is coming to Medler Field at Leblano Park Sunday, September 3rd. Watch from the field as the Dirty Dozen Brass Band, headlines, and several local favorites take the stage. Enjoy a full slate of refreshments for purchase at ballpark concession stands. Digital general admission tickets are $20 apiece. The Happy Valley Music Fest is coming to Medler Field at Leblano Park Sunday, September 3rd. Gates open at 12:30 p.m. Get your digital tickets now at statecollegespikes.com.
Funding made possible through a grant from the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau and the Center County Commissioners.
As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger will help you swing for the fences, too. Whether you want to hit home runs, hike through the hills, or just feel healthier. As one of America's top healthcare innovators, our doctors and healthcare professionals are leading the way to solving Pennsylvania's biggest challenges and helping all of us live life to the fullest. Families have depended on us for generations, and we've been part of the community for decades. We understand that life sometimes throws unexpected curveballs,
That's why everything we do is designed to provide you with exceptional, innovative care. People come to Geisinger from all over the nation, even the world, and you can take advantage of our world-class services right here in your backyard. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping Pennsylvania thrive at geisinger.org.
Well, entering the ninth inning in the Spikes' next-to-last game of the 2023 season, Mahoning Valley has moved ahead 8-6. It'll be a new pitcher for Mahoning Valley in the ninth, Peter Allegro, checking in. And Allegro this season is making his 15th appearance, 0-1 record. He is 3-for-3 in save opportunities, 15 2/3 innings. Two holds to his credit. This will be a save situation. 5 runs against him in 15 2/3, 4 earned, 9 hits, 23 strikeouts to 4 walks. Opponents batting 161 against him. And to carry the rest of the way, our friends at YSN.
For the Mahoning Valley Scrappers, as well as Chevy All-Stars, the presenting radio sponsor for the Mahoning Valley Scrappers. Peter Allegro on to get the save with the opportunity for the Scrappers. A first pitch strike to Josh Leslie. No one said it'll be easy, though. 3-4-5 due up for the Spikes, the meat, the heart of the order for State College. The deep breath, the step back, the fire home. Liner, third base side. Mason Sykes has it. Toss it across the diamond. It's a good one for the opening out here in the ninth. Braden Blackford now to bat. Blackford. 2-for-4 today. 2 RBI and a run scored. Count 1-0 on Blackford. The pitch from Allegro. That's a sky popper. It'll make its way to the seats foul behind the dish. Low below the knees. 2-1 now on Blackford. Blackford with a double on the day. Spikes need at least one on to bring the tying run up. That one, not a great launch angle as it is skied up in the air. Owen Young reads it all the way to his glove. A tough play, but he kept his focus for out number 2. And the Spikes down to their final out.
Second baseman, Zach Vuletich.
And Zach Vuletich representing the final out for the Spikes, currently trying to pass the baton. Dorigi, the DH for the Spikes, would bat if Vuletich could reach. Finding the zone, Peter Allegro starts off in front. Deep breath, Allegro. Can't find the zone that time, just missed. The 1-1 runs low, and in front of the count, 2-1 is Vuletich. Allegro looking for the final out for the save, the 2-1. That one hit out towards center field. Reeves says he has it. He does. It's out number three, and it's a Mahoning Valley victory as the Scrappers, in a dogfight through nine, come away with an 8-6 victory. Thanks in part to two.
Well, so there it is. The State College Spikes fall to the Mahoning Valley Scrappers tonight, 8-6. Spikes now 23-23 on the second half, with the 2023 season finale coming up tomorrow at 7:05 at Eastwood Field. We'll wrap it up with you from Happy Valley right after this on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam! Ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Opt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
The Happy Valley Music Fest is coming to Medlar Field at Leblano Park Sunday, September 3rd. Watch from the field as the Dirty Dozen Brass Band, headlines, and several local favorites take the stage. Enjoy a full slate of refreshments for purchase at ballpark concession stands. Digital general admission tickets are $20 apiece. The Happy Valley Music Fest is coming to Medlar Field at Leblano Park Sunday, September 3rd. Gates open at 12:30 p.m. Get your digital tickets now at statecollegespikes.com.
Funding made possible through a grant from the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau and the Center County Commissioners.
Well, back here at Medlar Field at Lebrano Park, Joe Putnam along with you one last time here in the 2023 season as the State College Spikes on the road at Mahoning Valley tonight fall to the Mahoning Valley Scrappers 8-6. Final game totals, the Spikes 6 runs on 11 hits, no errors, 8 runners left on base. The Scrappers 8 runs on 12 hits, 2 errors, 10 runners left on base. Jake Daly gets the victory. He is now 2-1 on the season. Eric Waldichuk takes the loss, now 0-1. Peter Allegro with his fourth save in as many opportunities. Time of the game, 2 hours and 47 minutes in front of 3,100 people at Eastwood Field in Niles, Ohio this evening. So again, the Spikes 23-23 on the second half of the 2023 regular season. The finale tomorrow night at Eastwood Field. Spikes will send Derek Cherry to the mound to start. Mahoning Valley is not yet named a starting pitcher. It'll probably be a plethora of arms for both sides to finish out the 2023 campaign. You can find the game tomorrow night on the MLB Draft League stream. Again, head to MLBDraftLeague.com/streaming, or you can go straight to the MLBDraftLeague.com website and click on the streaming tab and be able to watch the stream from your phone, from your mobile device. It's also available in many places on the MLB app as well, so you can watch it a variety of ways. It will be home audio tomorrow, so you'll get the Mahoning Valley YSN broadcast throughout the game, but it's been our pleasure for myself and for Steve Jones to join you throughout the 2023 season. And of course, plenty of great things going on here this weekend. It's a busy one. Beaver Stadium will be hopping tomorrow night. Penn State, West Virginia in the football home opener. And also the Happy Valley Music Fest right here at Medler Field at Loblano Park. Sunday, September 3rd, the Sunday Labor Day weekend, just 2 days from now. Gates will open up at 12:30 p.m. We'll have the full slate of concessions, full slate of beverages for sure, will be available here at the ballpark. In addition, guys, your kids zone will be open at times, and we'll have great music throughout the day. The Dirty Dozen Brass Band and Vanessa Collier headline, local favorites throughout as well. Donnie Burns in the Third Degree, the Chris Bell Band, and again, newly added to the bill, the Moonshifters. It'll all take place starting at approximately 1 p.m. Again, gates open at 12:30. We invite you to join us. Your $20 general admission digital ticket. It's digital tickets only, but that'll get you in not only in the seating bowl, but also down on the field to partake in all the festivities on Sunday with the return of the Happy Valley Music Fest. Great for us to be able to host that event here on Labor Day weekend. So that is taking place. You can get your information and tickets at happyvalleymusicfest.com. You can also get your tickets at statecollegespikes.com. Final score once again tonight, Mahoning Valley 8, State College 6. I'm Joe Putnam. We'll talk to you down the line. Looking forward to a great 2024 season. One more game for the Spikes at MLBDraftLeague.com to watch and to be able to experience all the action tomorrow night as the Spikes finish up the 2023 season. This has been the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics. So long, everybody.